Welcome to The Creative Fault, a weekly podcast that is for creatives and artists. Get your weekly gems and jewels when you want to self-improve, educate, sprouts up your lifestyle, and just get some little bit of entertainment along the way. Welcome to The Creative Fault. Hey you guys, this is Mariofa from MCJ Studio, and I'm coming with another production for The New Illustrator. And in this episode, I will be talking about my very first expo. Hopefully, not my last. Hey you guys, I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed your time with others, or maybe just you alone. Maybe you had the time to reflect on some things. Maybe you just had time to do nothing at all. All is good. I just hope that you enjoyed your time this weekend. For me, it was a time of a lot of rest, a lot of peace, and a lot of reflection, and actually enjoying the aftermath of my very first exposition. I have to say, that's an experience I will never forget. And it's an experience that has a special place in my heart and in my soul. And I cannot wait to share that with you. So, how did it all came about to have my very first exposition? I have to say, it wasn't really something that I planned. It sounds really strange. I was not planning this 6 months ahead or 3 months ahead. To make things even more interesting, it was like 2 to 3 weeks ahead of the opening day of my expo. There was this call in a Facebook group that is that specifies itself as a group for entrepreneurs, melanated entrepreneurs in the Netherlands. And in that call, there was a person that wanted to ask artists if they were willing to share their work within a setting, a galleria in Rotterdam, so that there would be this combination of organizations, entrepreneurs, enterprises, meeting, having brainstorm sessions within a designated location and within a very inspiring and artistic environment. And that was created by having actually art of those artists hanging there. So when I saw that call, I was like, okay, well, that sounds very interesting. And I, you know, send the person a message and explain the idea that I wanted to present over there. And initially the response was like, oh, well, sorry to tell you that we have actually a number of artists that are doing the same thing as what you are doing, but you know what, let's have a conversation. Maybe there's something that we can work out. So in the beginning I was like, oh, well, okay, why should I actually call this person if she already is mentioning that there are enough artists doing the same thing that I'm doing? That's not something that I want to, I won't be able to stand out of that. So I took the time to call the gallery, and we started to talk. And I started to talk more about who I was, and she started to talk about her concept and what she was expecting of the artist, but what the artist could expect of her. She was really clear in her way of communicating. It wasn't beating around a bush or a very business-minded type of person. However, it is a business, so there was a certain business side of it that she did explain very clearly. But it was a very open conversation and a very interesting conversation. And what I decided to do is that I would meet up at the place of the galleria, and have a personal conversation with her and to get to know her a little bit more, know more about who she is, what she's doing, and basically having a even more clear view of what I could expect of having an expo, or at that moment, thinking of an expo. So as I came there in Rotterdam, one of my favorite cities, and I have to tell you, just as a side note, if you ever come to the Netherlands, Rotterdam is definitely a city that you need to visit. It has been quite a journey for the people in Rotterdam Central, as they were in this big transition of changing up the view and the look of the station, the central station. It was this big pile of sand. It looked like a desert. It was really bad. But now it is just gorgeous. The place itself and the way it looks is just in itself a day out that you can stay, you can enjoy, you can have, walks. It's just a beautiful place and just a really great open place to be at. Very cold in the winter. I wouldn't suggest that you stay there, but in the summertime, it can be really, really nice. The spring and the summer is just a really nice place to be, the central station. So as I came there and I met her at the Galleria, she was still in this transition herself because she was busy setting the gallery up and she was painting the floor and, you know, was doing all these things in the meantime for the opening of a gallery. And I was talking to her and I just got this feeling of, this is the place where you need to be. I think we all have had that moment, that feeling, that emotion of, this is it. You cannot explain it exactly, but the emotion, the feeling itself already says it. Like, this is it. This is where I need to be. This is where it's going to start. So we are talking a little bit about our past. What is it, what we are doing? Why are we doing the things? And for me, it just, that feeling just grew. The more we were talking with each other, the more the feeling just grew and grew and grew. And the moment she said, well, there was this artist that wanted to start in the beginning as first, but he resigned because he doesn't want to sell his work here in the gallery. So I do have an open position, so I still have to think about what I'm going to do during the opening. And before I knew it, my mouth said, I want to be first. It was even before my mind could comprehend what my mouth already did. And it wasn't after much later that I realized, oh my gosh, what the hell did I do? But at that moment, it was just right. And she said, oh really? Because what we can do is that we have the opening of your exposition and the gallery at the Galleria at the same time. Sounded really nice, sounded good, and already she already gave me a lot of instructions of what she needed and what I have to hold in mind. And I walked away really fine, and then I was sitting in the train. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna make this all happen? So I have to say it was a kind of nerve-wracking, because I said something before my mind could even comprehend what it actually was that I said. And I have to tell you, preparing for an exposition, that ain't no joke. Like I already said, preparing for an exposition, that is not a joke. Like for real, for real, for real. Like dead ass for real. The packaging, the selection of the artwork that you want to showcase during the expo, the nameplates that you have to think about, the way that you are going to stole each and every painting. How are you going to tell the story? What is it that you still need to do? You have to make a price list, and you have to send out the emails, and you have to change your social media because the date maybe is not right, and then you have to change the dates, and then you have to do other things, and you have to rearrange this, and you have to rearrange that. My gosh, I was not ready for all the work that it would take. And it took a lot of me. But I am so happy that I persevered. I am so happy to have had a gallery owner that was really open and really supportive and always minding my view and her own view, that it can come together, and always being very precise and showing me the details that I need to take into account. It has been a great experience. I mean, I'm talking about this for the umpteenth time. And for the umpteenth time, I'm getting this whole fresh new energy coming in myself. It was just great to have I wouldn't say that she was a team player, but she really showed herself to be a team player, the gallery owner. And the good thing about it is that for me, it really put my nose on my nose, really like putting my nose on some facts. And the most important facts of it is, you are also a business owner. I think there's one thing that a lot of artists forget, that when they go to a gallery or when they go to a museum or, you know, any other cultural art location or facility, that you are actually approaching these people not just as an artist, but you're approaching the people as a business owner, because you're offering a product, you're offering a service, and you're asking them, well, is it something that you want to expose? Is it something that you want to show the audience? And they also have to take into account, well, will attract the right audience for us and also for yourself as the work that you are promoting and showing. So that is one fact that I had to take into consideration. And now I just install that as something I cannot live without. I am a business owner, a artpreneur. Another fact that came to life is the way I present my brand. And I think that's also something that a lot of artists are not taking into account. You are a brand. You are a name. Now, I present myself as MCJ Studio. That's the brand. That's the name that people are getting to know. I am the person that is representing that. So my presentation, the way I speak, the way I present myself, the way I talk about the paintings during the expo, the things that people are asking me, the way I react to people's questions, just the mere fact that I'm smiling or not smiling, all those things are part of the presentation. And there are still things that I need to tweak on that presentation. And one of those things is, for instance, just having a business card. I was so embarrassed of the fact that I did not have any business card prepared for the people that wanted to have contact with me. Fortunately for me, my price listing, it was there at hand, really beautiful, printed, really exciting to look at. And it was easy for me to say, well, make a picture of this, you have it with you, and you can have contact with me. So the people were very open to do that. And fortunately, for the time that we are living in, it's easy for us just to make a picture of something and take it along with us and share it or look back at it and have the information. So I'm very happy that that was a good substitute for it. But it just shows that the old-fashioned way of doing business, having a business card, talking face-to-face, is just still part of what we need to do and have. So kind of embarrassed about that during the expo. So that's definitely something that I needed to tweak. Another thing that I definitely need to tweak, and what I will be working on today, is having a programming. And a programming in the form of a booklet or a brochure. Just something for people to look into, to see, and also have a good understanding of what the pricing is of the work that I'm presenting. So those were little things that needed tweaking, but also showed me, hey, That's something, that's a fact that you have to deal with. Even though I think I'm this digitalized and social media savvy person, I still have to take into account that when you come into contact with a certain market segment, people still do the old-fashioned way of business, and that's through a business card, that's through conversations, that's through we talk to each other, we meet, and we have this, first of all, we have an introduction of who we are, and then we talk about business, and then we talk about the interest of having a painting or maybe a commission. There's a certain way of doing things. So that is another fact that I came into contact with. A last factor that I came into contact with is that that the gallery owner, she stressed to me that it is very important to focus on people that are interested and to put it really, you know, just boldly and just bluntly, people that have the money to pay for your work and not just to have an open door for each and every person just to come in and see your work and then just go and leave. That is not the perspective that you want to hold when it comes to the development of who you are as an artist. Now, let me just get a little bit more into that because I don't want to rub anybody the wrong way. I do believe that art is for everyone and anybody. But when it comes to your work and the things that you're presenting, you do have a certain value. You have a worth. And for that worth and value to be appreciated by the right people, you do have to kind of take into account that your expo will not be as open to everyone as you want it to be. Of course, you want to have a lot of people maybe making pictures and they're talking about it and they're sharing it. But this is your livelihood as well, and you have a certain standard and worth that you want to uphold. So in that way, it's very important to have also this market that fits your work, that fits the price range that you have, and that you focus on that too, because that will ask of a type of service that you are giving to the people. So that's very important to have in mind and also to focus and work on. So that's another fact that for me that I am so grateful for, because it develops my commercial side and it also helps me to even look to have a closer look on how people actually can view me. That doesn't mean that that I have to change my attitude or I have to, you know, completely change the way I look and the way I speak and talk. Well, of course, I have to, you know, a little bit. You do compromise in certain ways, but you don't compromise who you are, because when people come to see your work, they come to see who you are as an artist. So that's very important in that. Let me talk a little bit more about the day after this break. So the day itself was buzzing. It was great. It started a little bit messy because the goal was to start at 11, but I overslept. Gosh, can you believe it? I kind of overslept. I do feel that all the hard work and all the constant running around, thinking about things, making sure that everything is fine, really got to me. So I didn't arrive there at 11. I arrived there at, 11:30. And I literally just walked into my speech. The moment that I came in, the gallery owner presented me, introduced me, and I was able to give my speech. So afterwards, she came to me. She was like, wow, it looks like you just prepared yourself. I was like, well, no, I just walked in and I just did my thing. So for me, it was really funny to look back at it. And I wasn't nervous at all. I just started to talk and I wasn't rambling or anything. It was just a really nice, concise, clear way of speaking and introducing people and make them curious on who I am. Not to tell too much of each and every painting, but letting people have this invitation of come, And let me tell you more about myself when we meet here at this painting or any other paintings. So it was really buzzing, great food, exotic desserts and drinks, and you know, a lot of other people, other artists that will be standing there in the gallery in the future time. Also, just this really interesting mixture of people, getting a lot of knowledge from other people. One that really stuck with me was this conversation that I had with this man, and he said, "It is so important for you to understand that being good enough is not something that you achieve, but is something who you are. And when you are content with who you are, you are already good enough. And when you start to discover new things about you, you discover new things about how you can become even better. So it's not necessarily the work that you just produce and be like, oh, this one is better than the previous painting that I did. No, it really is about the state of mind that you have about who you are and not necessarily what you do." Another great conversation that I had with what was with this lady, she was talking about her own son, who is a shoe artist, a sneaker artist, and a customizer. So that's someone who customizes sneakers with their own drawings, their own illustrations. And she had a major problem in the beginning because she was like, ain't nobody gonna make money with that. But as soon as she saw that her son was passionate about the work that he was doing and that he was making quite some money with this art, with the things that he loved to do, she finally started to see how important it is for family and friends to support artists in what they are doing. Because without that support, not to say that an artist wouldn't do it, you know, fortunately there are enough artists that are bold enough, that are willing enough just to do whatever it is that they want to do. But it is just so much better when you have the support of your family and your friends to succeed and to progress in the work that you are doing. So very interesting conversations. Also, I think something that I have explained so many times in my episodes, comparison, that it can be a thief of your joy. Actually, just to accept and enjoy the different flavors there are in art and not to constantly compare yourself to the next artist. Because where that artist is not where you are. And your journey and your vision and your path is so much different than somebody else's. And that influences the way that you do your work. And everybody has their own taste. And there's a market and a place for everybody. You just have to find yours and work hard at it. So those stories really stuck by me. They really helped me just to put things into perspective and just to say, hey, this is just a stepping stone. This is 1 foot forward in the right direction. This is 1 foot forward in the direction that I want to go. And not to get too much ahead of myself, but to use the energy and propel myself into the future, into new things. So it was a great day from the beginning of the day, which was at 11. Well, for me, it was 11:30 till the end of the day, which was around 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Wow, it was just buzzing. It was just buzzing. Really great, fun, and just a memory for life. Now, that I've explained a lot about the expo and how I felt and what I was going through. Well, you might have mentioned, well, it must have been a really great day. It was. There was one person over there that I wouldn't say she was negative. I think her own perception of art as a well, now I'm going getting really deep. Her experience as a black artist or as a black woman, and the way that she perceives it, and the things that maybe she went through, she projects that. She projected that in her speech, in her opinion, in her view, when it came to the art that I was creating, that I created. Because a lot of the art that I create has melanated women portraying them. And, you know, she did have her own view of it. She mentioned that she studied art. I cannot tell you if that is so or not. So we are just going by what she's telling us. And that she was studying art, and she studied art, and she has been in situations where she has seen that people of color, melanated people, could have a bad response when it comes to seeing quote unquote black art or quote unquote art that can cause a certain reaction. And you know, I feel that everybody's entitled to their own perspective. That is also the way that I present my work. You're free to feel whatever it is that you feel. I did feel that she was strongly projecting her own vision and view of her experience, and that she saw her experience as a bad one, as one that was a great obstacle and one that caused a lot of negativity, maybe to her or to people that she knew. But in no way and in no sense is that something that I feel that I need to take on. And I think that is also something that I want to share. When you come into an exposition, we all go and hope for people that are interested and have positive opinions about our work, or else why would you be in an exposition? Of course, why waste your time being in an exposition where you really don't have any connection or affiliation to it? But be also aware of people that just come to be negative, or people that come with their own negative projection or their own let's say, for a lack of a better word, own complex. And be aware of that. You don't have to take that on. And fortunately, I was clear enough to tell her that I do not take the responsibility of other people to have their complex. I am not going to take responsibility of museums and galleria that do not want to have my work because it's melanated. I am happy to look for another place that does want to have my work. And I know who I am as an artist. I cannot be really stressed and focused on people that have this negative opinion of me, about me, or of my work. My work is just a part of who I am. And to place your whole judgment and vision of my work onto me as a person, I cannot take that seriously. I really can't. So the conversation was really quickly over when I stressed that, and I didn't see her for the rest of the day, which was really funny because she just disappeared like a ghost. She was out. So that's really important. You know, stand really tall in your shoes. Don't get backed down by somebody who says, well, you know, it's not for me, or I don't agree, or this is negative, or whatever it is. People are entitled to their opinion. Everybody has one, and that's great. You don't have to take it on. You don't have to make it personal, and I definitely did not do so. And it's something that I want to share of, be aware of that if you ever have your own expo, and, you know, just let people be who they are. You know, if somebody's negative or has a projection that can be seen as, hey, you know what, that has nothing to do with me, it's nothing wrong to show to that person, hey, listen, I really don't take responsibility for that, and it has nothing to do with me. Like, sis, I don't know you like that. So I think that was the only interesting part of the gallery. But other than that, it was just great. The exposition was just great. I'm going to take a little break, and I will be coming with my final thought. So I hope that you have had a like this image of this view, like a short movie of my exposition that I had last Friday on the 12th of April. Very unexpected, but very wanted and very open to it. I will be holding another exposition on the 10th of May. It will be at the same location in Rotterdam, and you can go to my website to find more information on the location. What I also will be doing is having a live painting that day and also a pop-up shop, because I want people to be in contact with other things that I have to offer. For instance, t-shirts, cushions, caffeine prints. I believe that if you segment your art in the right way, that you have different income streams for different people. But that's a whole nother episode that I'm going to talk about. So, I hope you got a clear view on it, and that it was, you know, that you have at least a sense of having a great day, having a very stressful couple of weeks, but having a great day, and that it is possible for yourself if you open yourself a lot to it. I think my final thought about this is that the fact that I'm just working and loving my work, it has helped me get to this opportunity, because it is the energy that you just put out. If you put your energy out as being stressful, as being hard, as being, you know, this is not working, then no, nothing's going to work for you. I definitely believe that it was possible for me to do this because I had an open vision, I had a open mentality, and also a little bit critical, because you cannot jump into each and every activity. I do believe that you have to choose your activities with due diligence. Does it work for you? Does it bring you to the next level? Does it create a buzz? It's really important to have those questions. But for me, it was just a great way just to open up that door just a little bit more and to enter, and now to start decorating everything that I want to have in this place. So just a really, really, really great experience. Let me know what you think about this episode. Maybe you want to know more of some things. Maybe you want some tips. Maybe you have questions or some remarks. I would love to hear that. As usual, I will see you talk to you in the next episode. Have a good day. Have blessings. Have just a wonderful day and start of the week. We'll speak next time. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Your attention has been very much appreciated. Make sure to follow and subscribe to our social media platforms. See you next week.